We've got some great news coming from the anima world. I'm DJ Brandon. I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, April 8th, 2026, and we just heard BTS, Like Animals. So, imagine someone suddenly disappearing from your neighborhood for 40 years, and then suddenly showing up again like, hey, I'm back! That's basically what just happened in Kadepo Valley National Park in Uganda. Except, it wasn't a long lost someone. They were rhinos, y'all. Yep. For the first time since 1983, rhinos have officially returned to the park. Now, back in the day, Uganda had around 700 of these massive guys roaming around until poaching wiped them all completely. They were wiped out, y'all. But now, two southern white rhinos have just been reintroduced, with six more on the way. It's all part of a carefully planned comeback led by the Uganda Wildlife Authority. And they're not cutting any corners. These rhinos are moving into what is basically a five-star security resort. Fences, patrol roads, rangers, monitoring tech. Honestly, better security than most airports. And of course, it's not all smooth. Poaching is still a threat. And rhino horns are unfortunately still a hot item, a hot commodity on illegal markets. But still, this is a big deal. After four decades, extinction in the wild, these rhinos are getting a second chance to roam free. Thank God. So moral of the story? Nothing's ever completely lost, is it? And never underestimate a comeback, especially when it weighs over 2 tons and has a horn. Thank God. Now I have the perfect song, y'all, to motivate y'all and keep the hopes alive, y'all. We got 21 with Come Back Come. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And let's get more music in. We got Izna with Race Car and Kiss of Life with Lucky. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. You choose the drink that you want to drink. We're not going to judge you. You drink it. Sip it. Enjoy it while you listen to everything that we have in store for you right now. All the news, all the tidbits around the world going on. And you might not have known what's going on, but we're going to let you know. Now, speaking of rhinos, white rhinos, a newborn southern white rhino was born at Zoo Tampa in the U.S. recently. That's great news. Her name is Kalili, and she got tiny tufts of white hair on her ears, making her the most adorable and unique looking new member to the Zoo Tampa family. Not only is she a crowd pleaser, but her birth is also very important in the rhino world because there are just a few of them left. While these rhinos are being returned to their native homeland in Uganda, coordinated breeding programs are taking place in other places around the world. at zoos and aquariums in a concerted global effort to try to increase the number of these species out of their near extinction. So, Kalili's parents basically had to go through a selective matchmaking process to make sure they were compatible and their offspring would be healthy and genetically diverse. And while the species has made a comeback, poaching still remains a serious threat, as we mentioned before. And they say rhinos go through a 16 to 18 month long pregnancy. That's long. So moments like this, they're small wins in a much bigger fight. For now, Kalili is doing what babies do best. She's sticking close to mom, exploring her space and figuring out the world one tiny rhino step at a time. And honestly, her arrival just adds another chapter to the species' recovery story as we get a rare chance to see animal conversation in action. So, fingers crossed, praying that she has a healthy, healthy baby life and a full life ahead of her. And with that, we have two great songs, Big Bang with Fantastic Baby, and then we have You and Me and Sado Band with Rhino Kopusok. Requests and responses! That is right. Y'all know that we love to hear from you guys. So call us right now. We're just joking. Don't call us. But send in those requests throughout the week because guess what? We are always tuned in to which song you want to listen to next. And all the requests that you guys send us, we're going to try and blast them out for you guys right now. One of you guys, we're going to pick and send you a prize. And the winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you can always check back to see if you've won or not on our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, our gram, and the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So be sure to, you know, send them in. And if they don't get played today, we're going to play throughout the week. All right? So that means you have to tune in every day. Dedicate your lives to us. Quit your jobs. Okay? Joking. You know that. Don't quit your job. Anyway, we are going to get to the first request right now. It is by @AvrilDoc_25. Hello, DJ Brian. Please play a birthday song for my lovely mother. It's her 62nd birthday. Thank you. 62nd young. Yes. Happy birthday to mom. Happy birthday to mom. Happy birthday, 62nd year old mommy. Happy birthday to mom. 62nd. Wow, she's how many years younger than... I'm not going to say that to my mom. She's listening. She's going to be like, why are you going to say my age already, yo? My mom's 27, guys. Yes. That's all I'm going to say. Well, hope your mom is having a great day on her birthday. I'm pretty sure your mom's birthday has passed now since we're talking about it on radio. But hope you guys had a great day, had some fun times, delicious cake, and hope you got your mama an amazing birthday present, okay? And with that said, this song is dedicated to AvrilDoc25's mom, and it's Onyu with Happy Birthday. All right, we just heard Onyu with Happy Birthday because it is Avril Doc's mom's 62nd birthday. I don't know which day it was her birthday, but we're dedicating that song to her either way. And we're going to move on to listener Era from the Book of Faces. And it's another birthday request, y'all. Hello, dear team KPC. I want to listen to Birthday by Red Velvet because today is my birthday. Thanks. Have a great day. Oh, you request your own birthday song. That's awesome. All right, another birthday person. Happy birthday, April birthdays. My dad's birthday is this month as well. It's toward the end of the month, though, okay? April 26th. So I don't know. I didn't look at the calendar. What date? Let me look at the calendar. I wonder if we're in the studio that day. We are not. My dad's birthday is on a Sunday. Oh, so dad, sorry. I'm going to have to say happy birthday on the Friday, which is the 24th. Yeah, so on the 24th, hopefully I'll remember to say happy birthday to my dad. I have a weird brain, so I might forget. All right, moving on. And happy birthday again to Era. Okay, happy birthday. We have one from Liv. Hi, DJ Brian. Greetings from Spain again. I requested a song yesterday. Sorry for asking for another one so soon, but I couldn't help it. I'd love to request That's a No-No by ITZY. It's recently been gaining attention, and I truly think it's an amazing song that stayed a hidden gem for a long time. I'd be so happy to hear it on the show. Also, do you like ITZY? If so, what's your favorite song by them? Thank you. Okay. I'm going to be honest. I don't know ITZY's music too much. That doesn't mean I don't like them. You know, there's a lot of K-pop groups that I've worked with, K-pop groups that I've been friends with, that I just don't know music, you know. Just because you know them and you're friends with them doesn't mean, you know, you listen to the music. Especially if you're friends with them, I don't listen to them that much because I see them as a friend. And so I tend to not listen to the music because I don't want to become a fan. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, I want to be friends with them and not be like a fanboy because I want to see them as a person and not like, oh my gosh, you're an artist. You're, you know, I respect them as an artist, as a friend, but I don't want to see them as like, oh, celebrity type. I think that's one thing. And also because working in the business, I tend to not listen to a lot of music a lot. I get done with work and, you know, I go home and I watch stuff on the tubes. I've only started listening to a lot of K-pop while doing K-pop Connection as well. So I know some titles, like I know Dalla Dalla, I know Sneakers, and yeah, those two I know. I can't say they're my favorite songs, I don't know them well enough to say they're my favorite, but those are the songs I know. Yes, so there you go. We also know that That's a No-No is climbing up the charts. That's the song you requested, right? Yeah. It is a 역주행 song. For a lot of people who want to know what 역주행 means, it's like a comeback song. Yeah, in Korea. It was released back in 2020, the No-No song. And I'm definitely happy that these girls are doing well now. I'm always happy when a group has a song that's been out for a while and it was good back then, but it's just doing better again, you know, and people are recognizing them again. I'm happy that that happens for them. Either way, for the P1 Harmony song, like I said, we might play that for you another day, not today, because you requested a lot of songs. So just keep that in mind. If you want to hear P1 Harmony's song, you're going to have to tune in throughout the week. But for now, we're going to play the birthday person song, Red Velvet's Birthday, and then live your song, ITZY, with That's a No-No. All right, that was ITZY with That's a No-No. Now we're going to continue with more of your requests right now, and we still have a winner to announce, which means y'all better not change the station to something else, because I will find you. Yes, I will. Next one is from Ashok Kansal. Dear Brian, I am Ashok Kansal from India, currently enjoying a senior citizen's life. Dear Brian, I am very much worried about the conflict that's taking place in the Middle East because it's affecting ordinary people's lives. Yes, it is. War is often seen as a last resort, and it's avoidable with diplomacy and understanding. K-pop songs often touch on themes of peace, love, and overcoming struggles. So, dear Brian, I would love to listen to BTS Life Goes On, a song about finding hope and moving forward despite challenges. Yes, I'm totally with you on that. And my heart really goes out to all the people affected by the war. Mm-hmm. Especially those who live in the region and that are directly, you know, affected by it. And I'm getting all the updates on social media, like day and night. And it brings me to tears sometimes watching what's going on in the world and the world leaders. Y'all, please figure this out. Like, we need to stop wars. You know, I don't understand why you guys want so much power. You know, whatever it takes, please stop it. You know, we don't have to have all these people on the streets and homes being bombed and innocent lives being taken for what? For oil, for gas, for all these, I don't know, you know, I don't know why you want this power. Just figure it out, you know, come up with a plan, come up with an answer, because the rest of the world is suffering and we don't need the suffering anymore, y'all. Okay. What we need is love. We need, you know, an answer. We don't need, I don't want to say names, but we don't need big, powerful people trying to make decisions on what we need in our lives, because you think it's right for us. Okay, that's all I got to say. Moving on, we have one from Sasha S.A., which is going to be our last request. Hi, DJ Brian. Thank you for always bringing such great music and positive energy. I'd love to request a song that always comforts me during hard times. It's IU Love Poem. This song really gives me peace and strength, and I hope listeners around the world can feel the same, sending lots of support and love. Thank you. The world needs that right now, and God knows that's true. And these last two songs are going to be wrapping up our segment, but we still have a winner to announce. We got BTS with Life Goes On and IU with Love Poem. All right, it is time to announce today's winner, and today's winner for our requests and responses is... Congratulations, Liv! Liv, if that's you right now and you're tuning in, let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with a gram handle name, message board ID, and email, of course. And the date that you've won makes it that much easier for us to find you and send you that prize. And with that said, we're going to wrap up our show. And taking us out, we have two great songs. We got Baby Don't Cry with Bittersweet and High Key with My Wish. Our producer is Chaedong Guan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. Yeah.